Hey champions out there, it is Isaac Kyron, and welcome to my video, The Key to Happiness. Hi, so today what I'm going to be doing is talking about, hey, how to be happy. Because that's all that anybody wants anyway. The only reason you want anything is so that you can be happy. The only reason you want anything is because you believe that you will feel happy when you get it. So stay tuned to my video. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my videos. In my podcast articles and videos, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, the law of attraction to help you create the magical, abundant lifestyle you love. Please check out my self-empowering products at zakarin.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, so the key to happiness. Welcome again to my video. So what's the key to happiness? The key to happiness is to be happy with what you've got, but be eager for more. Wanting more without appreciating what you have is just a desperate attempt to get rid of your pain. And appreciating what you have without wanting more is denial of your creative nature and your natural state of being as a creator. To always want to create more and better things and grow and expand and improve everything. No matter how good things are, if you are connected to your source, if you are connected to your creative nature, you will always want improvements. And if you're not acting on those desires for improvement, then you are not growing. But instead, you are decaying and dying, which is what most people are doing. You can't help but desire improvement. It's just a natural way of being. The contrast of life ensures that you will desire improvement all the time. The experiences of what you dislike and don't want ensure your forward movement from a strong desire to experience the joy of being, doing, and having what you want. And in the immortal words of Ray Kroc, the founder of the McDonald's Corporation, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotten. So if you're not actively doing whatever it takes to manifest your dreams and desires into physical reality, then you are denying your powerful creative nature. You are decaying and probably unhealthy, and you are absolutely not happy. I can guarantee it. Because if you're not following your true creative nature, and you're not following your dreams and desires and creating new things and focusing on what you want, then you are not going to be happy. Because the only time you are happy is when you are green and growing and actively pursuing your dreams. And when you are not, when you are playing the games, the victim game and the blame game, and when you're making excuses for why you can't be, do, and have what you want, and why you're making excuses for why bad things happen, etc., etc., then you're not going to be happy. And soon, you're not going to be healthy as well. And soon after that, you're going to die a painful, horrible death with tons of regret. And there is nothing worse than regret from not pursuing your dreams and desires. And here's a little something I got that I saw from an email or a website. I can't remember. According to Bronnie Ware, an Australian palliative care nurse who cared for and counseled countless aged and dying people in their last 12 weeks of their lives, during these counseling sessions, she questioned them about any regrets that they had about their lives. or anything that they would have done differently if they could go back in time and change things. And the fine common themes surfaced again and again. Can you imagine what is number one on the list? Number one, I wish I pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Because that's, of course, what most people are doing. They're living the life that everybody else wants them to do to make them happy. It's not our job to make everybody else happy. It's our job to make us happy. So don't die with regret. Don't live a life of regret and putting all your dreams and desires on the shelf like most people that die. And stop living your life for other people and live your life for yourself. Number two on the list that most people, when they die, the regrets that people die with is, I wish I didn't work so hard. The key to happiness is to, yes, work hard, but only work hard for a couple, two, three, four, 5 years. Build a passive income business that gives you income the rest of your life. Then you don't have to work the rest of your life. The key is to make a living, living life. Most people work their entire lives to retire and decay and die. Number three on the list, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. So, kids out there, do you have the courage to express your feelings and speak your mind? And, of course, what your feelings and your mind are going to say usually is, I'm going to do things for me. I'm going to make me happy. I'm going to make my life the most important thing in my life, because it is anyway. I'm going to make my happiness the most important thing in my life, not your happiness. Number four on the list, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I see this all the time. I mean, I'm a very social person. I'm always contacting old people, new people. Yes, of course, it's part of my business, but it's part of my nature. I like people. I like connecting with people all around the world. That's why I like to travel. I like to meet new people. I'm interested about people. People get caught in this little stupid bubble and they just live their lives. They go to work and they sit in front of the TV every night. And they go to work and they sit in front of the TV every night and sleep all weekend and work around the yard. And that's their entire freaking life. Go out there and meet some people, all right? Call up your old friends. Hang out with amazing people. Number five on the list, I wish I had let myself be happier. That's the only reason anybody wants anything. The purpose of life is joy. The purpose of life is to be happy. The purpose of life is to create new and wonderful things. So go out there and make your dreams come true, my friends, and be happy. So what are you doing every day that ensures your happiness? Because the only reason you want anything is because you will feel good when you had it. So you might as well feel good now. And then you will attract all the wonderful things that match that joy. That's how the law of attraction works. Get happy first. Everything you want will manifest. Doesn't work if you try to get happy by manifesting your things. Because then your joy, your happiness is always just going to be teasing you like a carrot on the end of a stick. And you can accomplish that, feeling good and attracting all the wonderful things in your life. You can accomplish that by being grateful and appreciative of the amazing things that you have created in your life. To appreciate the things that are going well and working well all around you. Things that are easy to appreciate, like your lover or your children or your pets or your animal or the animals. I don't have any pets, but I appreciate the wild animals around my house. And of course, nature and travel and all the amazing things you can do on this planet, wonderful food, etc. Whatever's easy to appreciate. Focus on the gold of life. Focus on what feels good to think about it, and you will create gold in your life. Focus on the gold, and you'll create gold. And enjoy the deliciousness of your desires. We've come to this planet to desire, contrary to what a lot of stupid spiritual ideologies tell you. It is our natural state to desire. We are creative beings. Enjoy the deliciousness of desire. Let go of your guilt and shame of desiring that hot dude or that hot babe. It's our job to desire hot dudes and hot babes and desire to have gold and riches and fun and adventure and be able to be generous and be wealthy and so on and so forth. That's why we're here on planet Earth, to be physical beings. We are spiritual beings in physical bodies. So enjoy it. Enjoy the amazing feelings of being, doing, and having those dreams and desires in your life and the joy they will bring. Enjoy the deliciousness of having those things, being and doing those things in your life, and they will manifest into your life. Be happy now regardless of your circumstances. Be happy now even though the money is not in your bank account yet and your lover's not in your bed yet. And soon the money will be in the bank, and the lover will be in your bed, and you'll be going, woohoo! Get into vibrational alignment with your dreams and your desires by appreciating the wonderful things of life. But enjoy the deliciousness of desire. Enjoy the wonderful things you have. Appreciate the wonderful things you have. Go do rampages of appreciation about the wonderful things you have. But enjoy the deliciousness and be eager. Feel the eagerness, the excitement of having new and wonderful things and more things and an improvement of all the things you do have. So thank you for watching this video. Hope you got something from it. And if you got something from it, I appreciate it if you forward this to your friends. Please check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, and as well as the coaching, support, and guidance that is available to you from me personally through sessions, but also tons and tons of videos and audios that are all on my website for free to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of divine reality and be happy and abundant, etc. Everything you want at zakhyron.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. If you'd like to learn how to travel the world in champagne luxury, but at beer prices, and make money with your phone anywhere in the world, and create a passive income business, which is the absolute key to success and freedom, which I talked about earlier, so you don't have to work your entire life until you die, go and watch my video, The Secret to Traveling at Wholesale Prices, at makelifeaholiday.com. That's makelifeaholiday.com. Visit my Facebook fan page, the Chiron page. My name is The Chiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video. I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!